This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
The Cosplay Radio Show.
Hello. Hello, you. Hey, don't turn around. I'm talking about you. I'm talking with you, I mean, not about you. If I talked about you, I would say, hey, look at that beautiful piece of fucking human. But I'm actually talking to you now directly. How are you? Ek weet nie waar kom hierdie fucking accent nou vandaan nie. Dit is goed om jou weer te sien en julle allemaal. Dankie, dankie en weer eens dankie vir julle heerlike respons nou die aand by die show. Ek het 'n show gedoen saam met Skalk Bezerd, Hannes Brummer en Casper Rivers. And it was fantastic and I'll talk about it a bit later on as well. Wrote to me and he said that his girlfriend, they were there at the show and they were very upset about someone sneezing and coughing because, you know, it's now fucking winter season and everyone is sick and she was very worried. And he said, can I please send you the message she sent me after the show because she got ill. And I say, okay, yeah, let us hear. And this is the message that Raymond, he sent me this message. Raymond's girlfriend sent him this. I don't know if it's girlfriend as in a friend that's a girl or as in girlfriend. I don't know. But here's the message she sent. Ach, nee, wacht nou.
Yes.
Wacht, ek gaan weer begin.
Hey, kan ek even fucking iets say? Ek is doosiek. Ek so siek. Fucking siek. En ek sê jou nou, dis 'n bitch wat agter ons gesit het en op ons gehoes en lag en skree het. Dis dit. Want ek was nie so naby aan 'n dien een keer nie. Verstaan? So ek voel daai bitch het my wragtig fucking aangesteek. Ek het geweet dit gaan gebeur. En my liggaam is 'n bietjie fresh. Want ek het mos soveel gesê ek het die vorige oond gedrink. So ja. Maar weer hierso. Hierdie foto is bevolk. Bawe Gaga het verseker die akeligste fucking baadjie in die hele lewe aan. Versace of the not. Maar sy het cool gelyk daai.
Ja. Toe vra ek nou vir hom, wat is dit nou? Toe hy het vir Lady Gaga ontmoet en toe het sy met 'n Versace baadjie gestaan. Ek sê, weet jy nog aanhoe? Hy sê hy het net vir Madonna ontmoet en al ek sê, maar my fuck Raymond. Dan gaan ek jou met innooi na die show toe, want dit is ons feed. Sulke tipe goed. Ons wil hoor, is ons vader. You know what I'm saying?
This is the Casper Radio Show coming to you live from Johannesburg. We got special guests today. We've got the boys and girls of Plus Central. And our team is none other than Alicia and Duncan Pumpkin Mabazo. Morning!
Morning!
Goeiemôre!
How are you?
Fine.
Lekker dankie en jy.
Ag Alicia, dit gaan goed.
Goed, ek het baie lank laas gesien.
Ja, ons het nê met hierdie nuwe reëling, hierdie nuwe fucking besteding. Wat noem jy dit? Die nuwe bestelling. Ek kan nie praat nie. Is dit nou so klomp mense, ons sien mekaar elke nou en week.
Ja.
Elke maand. And of course we got our special guest who is now also a co-host because this is the new thing we're doing. And he is a FOTS. Now I can't remember if he was FOTSing the day you were here.
What the fuck is FOTSing?
A friend of the show.
Okay.
Hello, friend of the show.
Where have you been?
obviously nie fucking hier nie.
What's a dildo wat jy daar in jou hande?
Yes, op die song.
Wil
jy help hê?
Dit is die eerste persoon wat ek van weet in my hele lewe wat met 'n fucking piesang in 'n radio show instap.
Ja. Ek het nie ontbyt gehad nie.
Okay, so wat ek wil hê is ek het beautiful musiek. Wag, moet om die eet nie.
Ja.
Ek gaan musiek vir jou speel. Laat eet jy vir ons die banana, hoor. Asseblief, Alicia.
Moenie
nou preets raak omdat jy die kinderkak uur het op boedemag
nie. Sies, Kasper! Jy kan nie dit sê nie, dit is horrible.
Jy ken my, dit is wat ek sê.
Dit is horrible.
Dit is nie horrible
dit
nie.
Dit is.
Is, want jy het preets geraak.
Ek het nie glad nie.
Jy het altyd oop koekie ingestap.
Ek nou het is nog preets, nooit oop koekie ingestap nie.
Okay, so hier.
Dat nie onderkere gedra nie, maar
ja,
het nie oop
dat is wat ek bedoel. Ek bedoel, want as jy opstaan, het jy die stoel saam met jou gevat.
Ja, of so nat kolletjie gelos.
Ach nee, dit is alles net een fucking grappie. Kom, ons kry vir jou een lekker... Ah, hierso. Nou gaan jy vir ons...
So, hoe moet ek het eet op die ritme van die muziek?
Ja.
Ach nee, dit is horrible.
Hard, wat kan jy hoor nie?
Oeh, piesang, yummy. My piesang bloei. Bloei hapie.
Hoor het jou lipstick?
Oh ja, dit is so lekker. Jesus, piesang. Ek kan jy het my na noor gemok.
Is nog nie klaar nie?
Hy is amper klaar. Sjoe, nog net een paar skilletjes om af te trek. Yummy. Ok, ek is klaar.
Maar kou nou.
Yummy. Dit is een vinnige piesankie geweest.
Dit sê nie aan, Duncan?
Absoluut nie, meneer.
Nee, sies man.
Dit het. As ek die bloed op jou piesank gesien.
Oh, eeuw.
Was dit bloed?
Ja, Duncan. Ek het in my guafing gedruk.
Wesley, welcome to this horrible show.
Hello,
Friday
Wesley.
The 13th, hello.
Yeah.
Okay, so he was in when we did the morning shows, you also came in a lot in the morning last year when Gareth was on holiday.
Yes, in
and he was here one morning. Were you here?
Yes.
Yes.
No,
yes,
you were here, obviously, Wesley, but was she here?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you were here because you were beclaying about musical theatre and you saying that's cock and I don't like it. And we were trying to convince you. But still, I must tell you, Wesley, that after 6 months, he still has not gone and see one fucking musical.
I think we need to change that, Duncan.
We need to change Duncan, but how? I think he will have to give himself up so that he can be taken by us to a theater. He mustn't protest or anything. He must just come.
Ruby's also work.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard. So,
after 6 months, you still haven't given up on theater and seen it for the sham that it is.
Oh, damn you, Duncan!
My pisang bloei.
Look, a lot can happen in 6 months. I thought you might have just seen the light. But
yeah,
obviously
but
not.
Duncan, why don't you like it? It's entertaining.
Look,
there's song, there's dance,
it's
there's beautiful people.
You like music.
Oh, fuck off. Why? What?
You can't be entertained by something that doesn't need electricity.
But
it's against my culture.
It needs electricity.
It doesn't.
It does.
How do you think there's lights on
Otherwise
stage?
You can't see it.
Or the music plays?
You know what I'm trying to say.
Basically, you just.
Yeah, brought not cock. Duncan, you're talking cock.
Okay.
I'm sorry,
but
I
must
you're talking cock.
Apart from me, Casper and you are looking really good today. What do you think of Casper's new outfit? Have you want to mention it?
I've got to like, it's like people say I look royal, which I like. I don't want to be royal.
Or you look like a Zimbabwean farmer because you've got the Zimbabwean traditional colors on. Simba would agree with that.
Yeah, Simba would like that, yeah. It's an interesting shirt.
Absolutely.
It's not a shirt. It goes to my knees.
It's a shirt, shirt pants.
Interesting dress?
Yes, I looked
man
at
Man dress. It's a man dress.
It's what I did, ladies and gentlemen, I looked at the Islam and I said, I want that kind of dress. I like their dress sense. It's easy. You get up, you flick on the frock. Flick on the frock.
Are you wearing anything underneath?
Do you need to wear
Yeah, I'm
pad?
Not a Scottish.
Okay,
I'm Islam.
So jy het 'n onderbroekie aan.
Ek het 'n onderbroek, ek het chains and a ball.
That's the next level though. The next level is you're just going to wear this with nothing else.
Oh, yeah. Jesus, and it's and a bomb. But
yeah.
No, I thought I like it. So now I'm just getting frocks. So for the next couple of months, I'm going to be frocky.
It's an interesting choice.
Yeah, and it's nice. Well, you say interesting. Other people said it is beautiful. It's stunning. I look amazing. So, Alicia, jy met jou oulik is ook fine. And when is your show so that I can show that I'm not antagonistic about Goompie se kinderklik uur? When is
this? Ek het gedoog jy gaan sê Goompie se kinderklit.
Kom ons doen dit. Kom ons doen dit. Hallo maatjies, ek is Goompie, jy bied aan.
Hallo konyne en baie baie welkom by Kamma Kamma Kinderuur.
Dankie Tannie.
Ons eerste storie vandag is Goompie en die kinderklit.
Ja. Eendag het ek 'n klomp maatjies gehad, nie? Adriana, Hanelie, Rolof en Mashabala. En ons het 'n gang gevorm en ons noem dit 'n kinderklit.
'n kinderklit.
Ja, ons gaan
so,
uit en ons
julle met die
kinders. Ons kruip weg soos 'n goeie klit.
Oor, so julle speel net wegkruip speletjies.
Ja, Tannie.
Ag, dit is vreeslik fraai.
Ja.
Speel julle met mekaar se klitte?
Ons kan dit nie kry nie.
O, ag, ekskuus my duifie. Dis nog omdat jy nog klein is, my skat.
Ja, Tannie. Ek dink ek gaan nou gaan.
Okay, my engel.
Tata, Tannie.
Bye.
Hier staan hier 'n klit.
Dankie. Ag, is dit waar hy was?
Bernard, Betty Bernard.
Betty Bernard, who was on the Gareth Cliff show, he must have been really excited about being interviewed by Gareth
Cliff.
She
looked fabulous, though.
Yeah, she had to dress, eh?
Yeah, that's stunning. Like.
And he says, Duncan, you are so amazing. The show is nothing without you.
No, he doesn't say that. He says he's disappointed with you, but I don't know why.
I think on my,
because he's not going to theatre. And my, because
he's doing the thing again. Yeah. We'll turn you yet, Duncan. We'll turn you yet.
Baie welkom met die guest. Guest, praat jy Afrikaans?
Ek doen.
Jy doen?
Ja.
Dat is baie interessante en exciting, meneer. Ons sal praat.
I just want to warn you that he is improving every week, improving his Afrikaans, so he wants to talk Afrikaans. I apologize on behalf of everyone on earth. Wesley, so you have gone on. Now, if people can't remember, let me, or go to the podcast because it is the On Bait shows. And Wesley was here, just came back from New York. He was eerie-eyed, bleary-eyed. He was very jet-lagged and he talked about all the shows in New York. And he was then, one of the things he was supposed to do was to play Sweeney Todd in Cape Town, am I right? And then to direct at the Emperor's Palace, the pantomime for July, June, May, and that is Sneeuwwitje.
Sneeuwwitje.
Snow White.
And it's not racist, Donkey.
Absolutely, it's okay.
She's got her best friend, Black Beauty.
So direct, yeah, it's Sneeuwwitje.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Levels.
Fantastic.
Yeah. That's right.
That was amazing. He did
a poster gaan doen ook last year.
As a poster?
Yeah.
I had ook a poster gedoen.
Yeah. And so that was a very huge, ginormous hit. And now they've got you for Sneeuwwitje. And how is it going? Who's in it?
Ooh, it's going well. It opened on Sunday. And Friday night's audience was fantastic. It was our first audience, our first preview with an audience, and there was major technical glitches. It's okay. But that's okay. The audience.
It's how
that
you,
usually
it's how you
happens
roll.
On a first
it
night.
It usually happens.
So okay.
What is a major technical glitch in Sneeuwwitje? Didn't she wake up again?
No. She was roofied. No. The music cut out, so we had to start one of the
oh
songs
my God.
To start. Yeah,
oh,
so, but that's okay. The audience didn't click.
But maybe there was a deaf booking and they were fine.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, but it was fantastic. And then Sunday night, it was the opening and it was lovely. And in the title role of Sneeuwwitje, we have Nadine, who's been in the industry for 20 years.
Nadine,
yes,
awesome.
She's celebrating her 20-year anniversary this year, well, in the music industry.
And she still looks amazing.
Yeah, she does, and she's
11. So mooi.
58. And she looks fantastic.
She's fantastic, and she's wonderful in the role of Snow White. And,
yeah.
Then we have Hannes Brimmer, who is obviously with you.
Is he playing a dwarf?
Hannes.
Hannes plays the magic mirror.
Oh, awesome.
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Wil het ook gaan kyk.
Julle moet.
Al het ek nie kinders nie.
Can I just ask?
Ek wil ook gaan kyk, al het ek nie kinders nie.
Will Hannes be dressed like a big mirror?
You know, I won't give you the secret because you're going to come watch it.
You have to watch it.
I loved it.
Hannes, he's playing the mirror. And no, he has a set costume, but he has little pieces that he throws on.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then Angela Killian, who is a theatre vet, she plays the evil queen Narcissa.
Narcissa.
Because obviously she's
narcissist, yeah.
Yeah.
As a fanarkies.
Excuse?
As a fanarkies.
Ek weet nie eintlik.
Klink asof dit al gaan slang vraag
wees. Hierdie kak grappie is geborg. Die Red Bull. Want as jy nie rooi is nie, praat jy boel. Nee, dit was oulike lees.
Thanks.
And then obviously we've got wonderful theatre vets and theatre performers in there like Zane Killian, Dion Milan, Reg Hart, who is on Mark My Neat. He's the presenter of Mark My Neat. It's like a Hannon show where, you know, he takes ladies and he zhuzhes them up and dresses them and fixes.
Oh, it's like Hannon.
It's like Hannon, yes.
Is that Tion?
No, Reg.
No, what's Tion doing?
Tion Rotenbach, he's playing the wonderful Dame Dalien Dundit Alles.
Okay.
And she's basically one of the maids in the house, and she looks after Snuveki as well. And she is, basically she does everything. If you go to her and say, oh, I've just lost my arm, and out of her little handbag or what? Or
fairy godmother, like.
Well, I suppose could be like a fairy godmother, but not. She doesn't have magic. And then she will give you prosthetic arms. She basically makes everything. She built the actual castle.
You guys should get Oscar in there.
Oh, God. So, sy is nummer 13 by die tuisnijverheid. Een van die tannies.
Een van die tannies.
Sy is a voorslag.
Ja, sy is a voorslag.
Sy doen alles.
En Clint Lesh speel Sy Saksarel. And then we've got wonderful...
Sorry. Sy Saksarel?
Sy Saksarel, yeah.
Okay, got that one.
En... Yeah, and then we've got wonderful dwarves, which are...
How do you do the dwarves? Was that... Can't you tell
I'm
me?
I'm not going to tell you because...
I was waiting for the phone call because I wanted to play the head dwarf.
And you would have been wonderful, but we decided to do away with the idea that they're actual dwarves.
It's not dwarves, but you're not going to give it away.
No, I'm not.
That you saw off... Legs.
It was an idea.
Yes.
But then I thought, you know.
Or maybe an after snack.
Yeah. And then I thought, no, yeah. We don't want too much blood.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a dark story already. We don't want to lose legs either.
Yes, like.
On Friday the 13th.
Perfect program om jou kinders na te vat.
I've seen Snow White, the animation.
Yes.
Right? I know how the story goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there anything different in the theater production that.
They got black people.
That too.
Black dwarfs?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have. What I did was when I first started conceiving the piece, myself.
What do you mean you conceived it? The story has always been there.
Well, it was written by the Grimm brothers, mm-hmm. and over the years the story has been developed and changed, especially by Disney and every other Tom, Dick, and Harry who writes a panda or a fairy tale. So what I did was myself and Kobus Fender and Elisa Marie Kaiser, who we were the three sort of writers. We watched and read. Hundreds of versions.
Interpretations, yeah.
And then we sort of created our own one. And
that's awesome.
We changed it and South Africanized it because that's what a panto is and made it, you know, made it a story for our audiences specifically. So when we watch it, there are political references, South African references.
Really?
Things that
it's
can watch.
It's more closer to home.
Absolutely closer to home, yeah. So when we watch it, we go, that's funny because we make a reference to a Gupta.
This sounds like something I really need to not watch because... Quickly, there's a lot of terms that are thrown in this whole theatre industry. But what is a pantos?
Well, the thing is...
Not pantyhose.
Yeah.
Pantomime.
Yeah, pantomime.
Pantomime is a genre and a style of theater, but what we've decided to do is we've taken pantomime, not in its traditional form, and we've taken musical theater and we've taken theater sprookies and we sort of made our own genre and we're trying to create our own type of storytelling in this specific genre.
What type of storytelling is it? How different is it to another? I don't know if there is any other.
Well, yeah, there's pantomime in its a quick description of what pantomime is. It's a type of theater that's incredibly over the top, that makes use of music and
big bands.
But over the top storytelling.
But lots of music on a backtrack.
Yes, okay. Lots and lots and lots of music, and also it has stock characters and things that we can relate to quickly, like the damsel in distress and the hero that goes to find her, and there's conventions and things like that, and the evil person, and there's conventions like having a man playing a woman, and
yeah, it's always that. You see, one day they're going to ask me to do that. I want to do that. I want to do the dame, like Toby Cronier was here, the tall guy.
I loved Alma.
You loved your Toby.
Yo.
He was the dame last year in the Civic one.
Yes, the Sleeping Beauty. Yeah.
Then usually you have South African or local music to fit your pantomime. So if you're doing a pantomime in Afghanistan, which is like two rocks and a fucking candle, then they play Afghanistan pop tunes.
Yeah.
Afghanistan, they got only one kind of music, rock.
Oh, yuck.
And it's the bomb.
Yeah, it's the bomb. Can you hear this? Can anyone hear this? Okay, so you play South African stuff. This is like, hey, what?
My heart, my name.
Charlize Berg. Is she a big star?
She's turning out to be a big star. Ooh. And this is one of my favorite songs actually at the moment.
Who sings it?
Charlize Berg, but in the show.
No, in the show.
Nadine and Shelley Simon, who plays Dina Dinsdag.
Wie is Dina Dinsdag?
Dina Dinsdag is haar kamerbediende.
Okay.
Dina Dinsdag.
You know, Wesley,
yes,
it does sound like she says, my heart is mine. It does. Let's listen again.
Okay.
And I'm not dissing this woman.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's just my vile mind. But she says, my heart is mine. Well, not really. It's I say, but in the beginning, it's my heart, my name. And now she says, hard. What have you heard?
Yeah.
And now she says, mooier. Oh, lekker. I'll talk about the show, and we'll talk about you, and we'll talk about the world. You are our guest for 2 hours, Wesley.
Thank you.
You are our
extra special
FOTS guest, because a FOTS is a returning guest.
Of course.
Friend of the show. So you're a FOTS.
Thank you.
And we got a new guest now. You said FIA earlier. You talked about a program on FIA.
FIA, yeah. Mark my need.
Mark my need. Now we got someone from FIAT. His name is Gerry. He's from, yes. So it's not FIA, FIAT. Hello, Gerry.
Goeiemorgen, Kasper en allemaal.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry, Dunk.
Sawona ndoda, kunjani ndoda?
Now, you didn't come to the boss party, did you, Duncan?
I was so disappointed that I couldn't. It's just that when I was about to leave the house, my geyser burst. And I've got like 3 little kittens in the house.
Oh, so you're talking absolutely.
They were all drowning and I had to save them. But seeing from all the pictures, everyone looked great, you know? Lara looked, she was the best looking woman there.
She's always, isn't she? She can be in Syria, she'll look good. So we had a party, let's have some party vibes. Hey, hey. So we had the boss party at Fluid. Last week, I was there. I had to drink a lot of medicine to stay awake after 7, but I was there. And one of the people who were there is Gary van Fiat.
Whoop, whoop.
Yep. And Fiat se bydra tot boss en boys and girls of Cliff Central in meer spesifiek is wat Gary.
Ja, sy, goeiemôre. Ek wil graag hys praat. Jy's hoekom ons deel is van hierdie van julle hoe kan ek sê transformasie van julle boys and girls van Cliff Central.
Ja.
Is om dit Fiat is 'n young, trendy, friendly vehicle en ek vir so almal moet met die karretjie kan ry en almal moet kan beleef wat doen die nuwe Fiat.
Ja.
En vir die ekonomika en al die klas van
goedkies. Ons wil.
En ja.
Ons wil ook weet hoe ry hy, Gerry. Kan ons allemaal om die blok gaan ry nou?
Ons kan definitief gaan nie, kars het dak is hoop.
Ja! Is het een convertible?
Ja.
Oh, sure, that's nice. Ek sien julle is based hier in Midrand.
Dis reg, ja. Ons is cool. Deel van die supergroep, in New Road Midrand. So ons is lekker nabij en ons het juist vanmorgen die open day ook, wat is die Fiat launch. So, ja, kom gerusteer.
Daar hierdie Fiat specifiek in sy launch?
Daar sy, ja, dis die nieuwe 2-cylinder Fiatkie.
Hy lyk so cute, hy lyk so Afrikaanse woord ou gat.
It's quite cute.
It's very trendy, very cute.
Dit lyk a bietjie soos Casper, denk jy nie?
Ja, hy is net bietjie maarder.
Yeah.
Maar hy het, ja.
But just as colorful though.
Ja, hy het a vetter gegaan. I don't have a fat ass, dunk, but I've got a big, look, big stomach.
I haven't checked you out that far, but...
Yeah, but you will see, I've not got a big fucking ass, but I've got a stomach.
Yeah.
Okay, you're invited to the opening, Saturday the 14th of May from 10 o'clock. To test, you can go test drive with people, refreshments, well reserved, and bring the whole family. Okay, so it'll be gas, a Coca-Cola, assist... So what happened? What exactly happens, Gerry? Wat die mense kom aan en dan?
Nou, die mense by jou aankom, gaan hulle soms 'n bietjie Italian flair geniet. Sorry.
Of course, Fiat is Italian.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, of course, there's going to be snacks, like Italian snacks, that kind of stuff. Unfortunately, we're not going to provide alcoholic.
No, drinking and driving is a bad thing.
It's good.
Yeah.
We don't want to drink and drive.
No, drinking and driving, yes.
We don't want to be in prison for the weekend.
No.
So,
no.
Yeah. And of course, being winter, so we, of course, we can offer you guys cappuccinos and some of the best cappuccinos around.
My ear moet spieren staan.
As in, of course, espressos as well, if you want to go a little bit stronger.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'll do it just because I want to be espresso.
Mm-hmm. So the new Fiat comes with a coffee machine inside.
Unfortunately, not as yet. Was it all the Fiats? Yes, we could have added it for Fiat 500Ls or so.
Oh, so we get cappuccinos when we come to the test drive that's happening on Saturday.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes. The car
Hello,
is
welcome,
not going to
welcome,
make you a cappuccino.
Duncan.
Bye, Volkenbaums, Duncan. Bye, Volkenbaums.
Welcome, Duncan. And what's going to happen with the Fiat and the boys and the girls of Cliff Central? Because we're going to, our competition is actually going to come to orgasmic climax in November. And then will Fiat be there?
Now, so now, of course, the boys and girls in the face of Cliff Central must drive with a vehicle that they can be seen. And it's going about brand awareness and to get our name, so well as you guys' names out of there and get their faces tweeted and Facebooked all over the show.
So there will be a Fiat standing there and I will be able to sit in it for a selfie.
That's correct.
Awesome.
And if I can get my management's arms twisted, we can also give a call maybe for a week or so for them to drive.
Thank you very much.
Was that for us, the week?
Well,
the
of course you guys must also drive it, that you guys can see what we're going to offer to
of
them.
Of course, you see, Gerry. Jere, mens kan nie een ding nie eers probeer nie. Ons
moet eerst test drive.
Yeah.
So, die wenner van ons competitie, gaan
twee,
hulle kar wen? Ja, die meisie nie sien. Gaan hulle elkeen 'n kar wen?
Nee, ongelukkig het ons nie so groot baie.
Okay, maar hulle gaan hom kan ry vir 'n rukkie.
Hulle gee hom bruik leen om
fantasties, dis awesome.
Maar dit is 'n oulike sportskarretjie.
I've seen it, it's so
cute.
Nice, yeah.
Ja, if you came to the party, you know, you would have seen it. I sat in one, dunk.
Is hulle outomaties?
One of the options in the vehicle.
Is hulle outomaties?
Wat? Wat sê jy?
Wat sê Alicia, meneer?
Ja, gesig is automatisch.
They do. Didn't you know it works on all gold? Don't you know that?
Ja.
It's a new... We're trying to get something that works not on oil. So we're trying sunshine, all gold,
juice.
Piss. There's a piss, but it doesn't quite...
Smell lekker.
No, it doesn't smell nice.
Stinky.
No. The all gold either.
Ja, dit... Warm tomaties is nie lekker.
To be serious now... Did you have a electrical Fiat yet in the world?
We've got in the world, yeah, but unfortunately not for the South African market.
What is fout met ons? Hoe kom kry ons altyd die agtertiet?
If you look at all the load shedding what we've got, how are we going to charge a car?
Oh, yeah,
that's
true.
Oh, yeah, but Eskom now said, oh, there will be no more load shedding.
Maar kan hulle nie solar gecharge word nie, deur solar panels, of iets is dit?
Well, that's technology what they're working on, but I believe it will come very soon as well.
Want ons het baie sonlig hier.
Ja.
But the sun doesn't always shine, Alicia.
Dit doen baie meeste van die tyd doen dit
dan. Not after 7.
Touch me. The sun always shines on TV. Touch. I know. Touch me nie so nie. Fok. The Fiat looks wonderful. I don't have a license, Harry. Unfortunately, but I will volunteer to drive it in peak hour. I think it will be a
fantastic.
It'll be a very funny sketch. It will, the budget will be the cost of the car because you won't see it again except in a little form of this many inches by this many inches after I finished with it. No. I want to learn how to drive when I see it.
Yeah.
And thank you for your involvement and interest the other night at our party and again at our other party later in the year. We love Fiat.
That's awesome.
Enige ding, meneer.
Gerry, why me dankie sê? We love Fiat.
I say thank you a lot, guys.
Julle moet dit weet. Julle moet dit Fiat. Julle moet dit goed Fiat. Ons hou van julle.
Yeah, of course, we must bring you guys along and let's enjoy this journey. Enjoy the ride.
With the Fiat.
Yay.
That's a nice ride, actually, for us in Cliff Central together and the boys and girls.
Yeah. Photo opportunities. Think of that, Gerry.
Yeah, yes.
A lot of photo opportunities in marketing, yeah.
We get the whole team here and we all pose. It's, you see, that's what makes it exciting for us.
Oh, yes. And it's, imagine you can have now the best fabulous outfit and you can stand outside the car's roof and you can look like a lady in a movie of Australia.
In a Fiat commercial.
Yeah, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Yeah.
Oh. Why is Carlo here?
Carlo?
Are you here?
No, I'm just here, social media. It's my client, these guys. That's why I helped host the party.
Okay, but talk. Hello, Carlo.
Hey, how you doing? Nice to see you again, Casper.
Don't stand like this, but it looks like you're going to cuck.
Oh, my God. That's going to be a hot scene right now, mentally.
Nice to see you. So you are also involved in this whole drive.
Yeah, well, Fiat Alpha is one of our clients at Lifestyle 24 and certainly a feature on the Be Your Dream Lifestyle show, which is the first multi-cross-platform DSTV show. I don't know if you know, we were number one in South Africa, number four worldwide.
In what?
Trending on Twitter.
Yeah!
Yay!
Yeah! And my client here, awesome. Fiat Alpha, was number four in the country. And we also dominated with Boys and Girls of Cliff Central, the Boss Life hashtag. Yes. So we had the top five. We just killed it.
I'm so... And you interviewed me for what?
It was for the TV show, Be Your Dream Lifestyle. You're going to be on CakeNet 146 and then 162 MNet Family. And there's a couple other channels coming as well.
And when is it on? When is it on? I want to watch
prime
it.
Prime time, 3 o'clock on a Sunday is our premiere. So you'll be on in 2 weeks. And we obviously, you won't miss it because as you saw, Lifestyle 24 kills it on social.
We kill.
And with Boys and Girls at Cliff Central, excited to do some more parties. Of course, we helped Leon from Infinite PR, who runs Boss Models as a PR agency.
Yes.
Nina Pasadena, one of the sponsors.
That's right. The
lovely champagne you had there. Montpellier.
I'm still drunk.
Oh, my goodness. Tell me about it. And then who else was there? De Beers, Skylar T. They gave away, we're actually allocating that this week, diamonds and jewelry from awesome. De Beers.
Yes,
sir. Well, that's
ook deel nie aan.
Ja, maar jy met Davie, hoekom het jy nie gekom na die party toe nie?
Want ek moes na die tequila festival toe gegaan het.
Oh.
Yeah. Maar toe het ek nie eers na die fucking tequila festival toe gegaan.
Tequila, wine, champagne. Anyway, and then we also gave away some trips also for your guys, Boys and Girls Cliff Central. I confirmed with the Mosey Legends, four photographers. coming out, taking people to Mozambique, all expenses paid.
When are we going?
In July is the next one. And then we're doing another one for you guys in August as well. All part of this Boys and Girls of Cliff Central. Spoiling again.
Gassie, yeah. Mag ons saam gaan? Mag ons saam gaan?
Natuurlijk gaan ons saam. Ons druk ons self oral fucking in. That'll be fantastic. You see, this competition has grown so
yes,
much. From a little pimple
van to a whole jaar skin. Tot nou, dit is fucking huge.
It's amazing, Wesley. Hey,
ek wil ook indruk.
Ja, kom, ek wil ook alles indruk.
What is so nice about it is all the people are so beautiful. That's so
yeah,
normal.
You know, being a person is easy on the eye, hey?
It's easy on the eye.
Did you guys see Casper's outfit?
Today?
No, at the party.
Oh.
It was the yeah. Top of town.
What outfit? Oh, yeah, I had my own jacket that I painted.
Yes.
Wow.
Remember,
yes,
he's an artist well as well.
Done. Do you like food, Carlo?
We love food, hey?
Okay, well, have you heard of a guy called Brian Reagan?
Not yet.
Neither have I. But he is talking about food. Let's have a listen. And thank you for being here, Gary.
Bye, thank you, Gary.
I nearly said thank you for being here, Carlo. But thank you for being here, Carlo. And we'll see you again on the social ladder.
Thank you.
Bye.
The way people talk about food intrigues me. Turkey leg. Chicken leg. But when it comes to lamb, leg gets front-loaded for some reason. I've never understood why. What is tonight's special? Oh, tonight's special is leg of lamb! Oh, lamb leg. I don't think you understand the magnitude of this. What's so special about their legs? So I started with some wings of chicken. Hey, why is the catch of the day always fish? Don't they have to catch all the animals? What is the catch of the day? The catch of the day is cow. You'd think they'd be easy to catch, but this one knew something was up. He had these little juke moves. It was almost as if he didn't want to be slaughtered. I was in a restaurant once. The catch of the day was escargot. I saw this guy back in the kitchen. It's a fancy restaurant. I like fancy restaurants, because no matter what you order, they compliment your choice. You get to feel good about yourself for a moment. What are you going to be dining on this evening, sir? I was going to have a hamburger. Excellent choice. Well, buckle up, because I'm not finished.
magic day he passed my way. And as he spoke of fools and kings, many things this he said to me. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in
We promised you every week a version of Nature Boy, and this week, Duncan, if you want to know who this is, it is a fucking group called Gandalf.
Oh yeah?
Gandalf.
Look, what a massive tune. Interesting fact about the song, it was in Moulin Rouge.
That's a very, did you know? Very, very interesting fact.
Yeah. Lovely song, Minier.
Just love and be loved in return.
Yeah, it is nice. Yeah, it wasn't Moulin Rouge, but who sang it originally?
Yet no gesê, meneer.
Nat King Cole.
Oh, yeah.
There was a boy. And then his daughter, who also rest in peace.
Natalie. She also passed away.
She passed the other day, yeah.
Recently this year?
Yeah,
or?
Very recently.
Wow, what a tragedy.
Yeah, it was quite a shock. Harry is still here because he's got gifts. And you can't leave this office without giving the gifts, Harry.
No, I'm so sorry. I forgot to give it to you guys during the show. But I brought some Fiat Midrand giveaways for you guys. I've got
it onmiddellik.
Let's see.
Okay, Alicia, that's your name.
Oh, Harry.
Wesley, you are our guest, so you can also get one. Yay. Wesley is he's going to come back. Oh, and it's got a little.
Ach, boy, thank you, Harry.
We must take pictures, Alicia. Why aren't you taking pictures, Alicia? You always. Yes, you have my say, altijd met fotokies. But now sit jy daar.
There's another. This lineage you guys will recognize from the party of this weekend.
Yeah.
And
this
was a VIP. Okies as well. So, yeah.
I'm going to wear this block all day. And it's a USB, like a stiffy thing.
Ooh.
A Fiat stiffy, meneer.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, can't wait to put this one in the correct hole and vroom away.
Create some memories.
People, it's time for...
Here comes the boys and girls. The boys of Cliff Central.
The voice of the Central. Good morning, Lara.
Hello, Casper.
Great to see you again.
Yes, and Saturday night was funny.
It was fantastic. When did you go to bed?
About 4. And I'm old, so that was late.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. See, I couldn't. Because you know what's my problem, Lara? Is that it's a lot of booze and it's very loud. So I don't know who to talk to. You see, and I am not fluent yet in deaf sign language.
You should do what I did. We just danced.
Well, I was looking for you. I couldn't find you.
I was on the dance floor. The music was insane. Fluid knows how to rock it.
Yeah. I saw Jeremy there as well. I said hello to him. He was a Fluid. He was there that more the previous day he was on our show. So that's why it all comes together. We fucking, it's 6 degrees of separation. Everyone knows one another. And now it's again the Boys and Girls of Cliff Central Day today. And you brought a beautiful girl with manhare, wat gaan tot by die bokies. Who is this?
She's the girl of the week, Naline.
Hi, Naline.
Girl of the week.
Naline.
Yes.
I said Nadine, you see, because but I'm used, people are used to me being totally
wrong.
I
corrected you there.
Naline.
Yeah.
Naline. And I've got my earphones on now.
Okay.
Now I can hear. And why did you enter this competition? What do you want to achieve?
Well, I'm only 16.
Are you legal? Oh, have we checked the papers?
I don't think so.
Ons mag nie vloek nie, nee, sy is nog baie jong.
Ja, jy weet, ouma. Oh, en toe dacht jy, dis nou 'n lekker
ja, wel,
ding om te doen, ja.
Ja, vir die ondervinding en om my, ja, om my naam daar uit te kry en net myself te wees.
Look, let me tell you something, Casper, let me stop.
Tell
you.
Me.
16 is the new 22. So what people were doing at the age of 22 a very long time ago, they're doing it when they're 16. So
of course.
Let not the age thing put you down.
Yeah. Exactly. I see it as a positive.
Absolutely.
My whole life.
And for us too. We need them young so that we can train them.
So do I.
If I Duncan.
What?
Dive is baie lelik.
Dis baie lelik, Duncan.
What?
Let me tell you about history. Long, long, long time ago, then people sort of at 11, 12, they start to get babies to get married and then people became more and more conservative and then you didn't do that for like till you're 32 and now at last the wheel is turning again and people are getting more and more with it and say yeah but it was you can't be that kookerig because you know face it, years and years and years ago, people already at 12 had 3 kids. Mm. So what is this nonsense?
Yeah, man,
so
I like it.
Yeah, man, but what I'm just trying to say is open mind. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying go out there and fuck yourself silly. I'm saying have an open mind. And that's what you need, especially when you're a model, because you're going to see so much in this world. But I think you're looking forward to it, hey?
I do, travel
and
all the fancy, you know.
Location.
It's not just about the fancy, though.
No.
It's
but
also
that's
about the
money. Cream.
Yeah, I guess.
That's the cream. Cream on top. Cream. Well, who was that?
Bill Withers.
Nelson Prince. Please. So have you done any modeling yet? Het jy al gepose en advertensies gedoen of nie? Of begin jy nou letterlik?
Ek is by Boss. I've been recently there. So I haven't done like big work. I have been to a few castings, but nothing huge yet. It's still coming.
So why
watch
did
the
you,
space.
What was your criteria when you looked at her?
Height. And she's very tall.
Yeah.
Beautiful
she
skin.
She is tall.
Yeah.
So when we saw, it's just something that they either have or don't have. And when I saw Naline, she definitely has it.
Did you see her live or a picture?
I think you first sent me an email.
Yeah, email no. And then.
And then I met her. I always meet everybody first.
Yeah.
And measured her and now we're going to start.
You measured her at the restaurant? It would kind of
no,
look weird.
No, I meet her at the office.
Oh.
We have a measuring tape.
Okay.
And well, what's her length?
178.
Looks on.
What is jy, Alicia?
165.
Jy, Duncan?
I don't know. 112.
No. I'm 14 something, I think. So that's, she's going to tower over me. You see?
I can bring my measuring stick next time.
Do it, please, because I don't know how much I weigh. I don't know how tall I am. I just don't know anything about myself.
No, we'll weigh you and we'll measure you.
And you can put it on social media. I'm okay with it.
Okay, well, so are you going to take this girl, be careful with her, she's 16, and you take her through a pace, let her walk a little bit.
Absolutely.
And take pictures. We want to see pictures. We want to post the pictures. So what is she going to do? Is she on a ramp? Is she...
You know what, Manier, this could be the scene. I want her just to walk out the door and come in, and immediately she walks in. The paparazzi is all over her. So everyone's trying to get the best shot. Pull those Zoolander facial expressions like the Magnum. If you want me to put examples, I can do an example. I want you to pull this.
Show her an example.
Show me.
So that's what I'm looking for. Right, so walk out and come in. Cameras flashing, everyone. All eyes on her. She's the star.
Okay,
Magnum.
She can't get the rhythm, so you got to give it to her.
So she's gonna come back inside. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Woo! Nice.
Yeah, come closer. Whoop that hair.
Oh, nice.
Whoop.
She's very tall. Oh my goodness. Awesome.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, thank you. Did you take a lot of pictures?
Oh, awesome.
And then you got a Wayne here.
Quaid.
Oh, it's that. Because I, every time I say, are you Wayne? No, I'm Wayne. I hear.
Quaid. Q-U-A-D-E.
Okay. Can we have Quaid? Hello. You look so smart.
Thank you.
How did you end up?
He's so tiny.
He is, eh? For a model, yeah. you think tall, but yeah, you got Quaid. But is he a boss?
He's an entrant. So the competition's open to everybody. Some boss models have entered because they see it on our social media platform, but anybody can enter. Nalin just happens to be the girl of the week, and Quaid entered via social media as well.
Why?
The hashtag.
Awesome. Did you hear about it here?
No.
Oh, your auntie.
Yeah.
Aww. Hello,
did
auntie.
Did she hear about it?
Yes.
Okay.
Cool auntie.
And then she said you must send in a pic to boss.
No, what she actually did was, I was at varsity at school, and she sent me a WhatsApp saying, please send me a couple photos. I need to enter you into a competition.
Oh, auntie.
Johnny.
That's stunning.
So she's been doing this for quite some time now.
Oh, and that's nice.
You got a nice little strik dasi on as well.
Yeah. I like by defter.
Yeah, he does, yeah. Eh?
Kind of foot to give fun on me.
Possibly.
Do you know this boy's training to be a pilot?
Oh, shit. So he's clever as well.
We had to take him out of flight school.
Nice.
So... is it a school you're at, or are you at some specific brand like Mango or Guava, or are you at a flight school?
No, it's actually a flight school. It's here in, it's based in Madrid. It's called Flight Training Services.
How long does it take to train?
It depends on each individual. Like, you could take 5 years to learn how to fly. And yeah, it depends on you. But basically, it's 18 months.
And Quaid, what's your surname?
It's Scullard.
What?
Scullard.
Scullard. Oh, that's nice.
Wait, what's
your... What did you think, Duncan?
Yeah, Duncan.
I thought he was saying that he's got a coloured surname, and I was waiting for him to say it.
No.
Quaid, Scullard, two S's.
No, one S. S-C-U.
Okay. Do you hear that, Duncan?
Cool. I've got an exciting name. This should be your new alias name, your model name. What do you think about this? Earth Quaid.
Almost like Earthquake. Hmm. Yeah, that's,
I mean, that's cool. Earth Quaid.
Yeah. It sounds like an energy drink.
Yeah.
Are you tired? Well, get some Earth Quaid. Endorsed by Quaid. Hi, Quaid. How many earthquakes have you had today?
A couple. One too many.
Look, Quaid, you want to get into this whole modeling thing, and people will probably try and put you down, but I want to tell you this. There's an interesting story that happened in the Bible where a giant was attacking a community, but then there was this young gentleman, strong young gentleman named David, and he took down this giant called Goliath. So let no one put you down, son.
Thank you.
Mm. Words of motivation.
Yeah.
Are you going to go for...
That was very nice, Duncan.
It's nice,
that
but is it going to go into politics or in religion, Duncan?
I
just speak the truth. It's not the trait.
Planet by ons en sê net mooi goedjies vir almal die
altyd. Good luck, my son.
Thank you.
The Lord loves us.
You're in the wrong, definitely the wrong show. Tell me, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Okay.
Well, that's so young.
What kind of modeling do you want? Do you want to do modeling? Or is that not your auntie, but
no
fucking...
No, I actually do want to do modeling.
Yeah?
But here's a question. Isn't he too short?
Yes. Well, I just said, damn it, about...
I know.
But ask Laura.
I know. Yeah, Laura.
So usually boys have to be about 185, but we've got a commercial division as well where people who want to get interested in it do the TV commercial stuff. And so it can be characters if they need a pilot.
Okay, all right.
What happened to flight MH17?
It disappeared.
Mm.
Where do you think it went?
I really don't know.
They discovered
they say the Bermuda Triangle or something like that.
Bermuda,
sorry.
Het mos 'n stuk gevind.
Hulle het nou 'n stukkie gekry in Suid-Afrika ook.
Ja, was dit nie in Mosambiek of iets nie, die dude wat so
vakansie. Mossel Bay, man.
Was dit?
Ja, moet nou onlangs.
Ja. Maar was dit nie in Mosambiek nie?
Mossel Bay.
Ek weet nie of ek moet glo nie.
Weet, hy is in trek om elke land ontdek al, want die ding is gedispers. They all rest in pieces. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's everywhere. Why do you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Why not? What's wrong with you, Quaid?
I'm just not interested in Game of Thrones.
What are your interests?
Well, he's learning how to fly.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I watch Mayday. If you all watch that.
Oh, Mayday. Sorry, dude.
What's that?
It's about plane crashes. And
that will be nice. Oh, yeah, okay. For a pilot.
Right. Yeah, that's a nice pilot program.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, we've got a send up here on the Casper radio show of Game of Thrones. And we call it Trippe Trappe Truena. You see? And what happened was that last week, we had an improv session of that show, but this week we have a episode that was pre-recorded for the first time this season of our Trippe Trappe Truena Game of Thrones. It's pre-recorded and it's brought to us by iFix.
Meneer Wach.
So, do you know, Quaid, who is iFix?
No.
Let Alicia tell you immediately. Alicia, what is iFix?
Okay, do you have an iPhone?
No,
I don't. Have a Samsung?
Yes.
Okay, it's fine because they can fix it. So iFix, it's got different Samsung chain stores. And you go in, you go have a beer, have a coffee while you wait for your phone to get fixed.
Immediately.
They're very good.
We love them, Quaid.
We love iFix.
I think the next time a screen cracks, I'll go to iFix.
Yes, absolutely. And you can also be an iFix member. So then you join for like a membership fee. And then when your phone breaks, then it won't even cost you that much to get it fixed. You only will pay like a premium.
I'm a bit disappointed right
Why?
Now. Because usually when models come in, Alicia and Casper, Efra, the male model, say clothes.
I'm not going to do it to him. He's too
I don't know why.
But he's still ordentlig.
He is shy. I'm not going to do that.
Yes, no.
do you mind showing Casper your nipples?
Don't do it.
Say no.
No.
But give him to do. I'll give him music, and you can get him to do a couple of stands. But like, I like those brochures. Like, there.
Airplane.
And take a cuffling. But let me just get some news. Where's my music now? Wait. I've got some nice music for him. Did we play this yet?
Oh my God, that dude is so fucking hot.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about him now.
Do you know who he is?
Yeah.
This is my brother. He has a girlfriend. Who are you? Do you know anyone at this party?
No, I'm new in town, and, I was invited by a friend, but my friend didn't show up.
Okay, Duncan, it's over to you with your pictures, hey? When you hear the rhythm, when you hear the beat.
Stay away from him.
Let those two bitches
I just want to know who
finish
he is.
Talking.
That's he's all. Got a girlfriend. Can you tell me?
No.
Oh, you can.
I got to know who's up sex in my
I need
head.
You.
But he mustn't move because then it's going to be fuzzy. You must stand.
Freeze.
Oh my God, there goes the clothes. You see? It's your influence.
Take them off.
Just stay right here. I'll be right back. And I'll bring
come closer
back.
To the girl.
Nice, I like that one.
That's awesome. I like that
you're
one.
The winner.
Oh, that was cool.
And now it's time to go to the people of King's Klander. What? King's Klander.
Hello, Sunny.
My genade. Hoe gaan dit?
Al die gate wat gesluit moet word is gesluit. En verder loop ek in vluit.
Ach, ek is so blij. Onthou nou tand Wessie's sanitaire doekies.
Ja?
Hulle het bankrot gespeel.
Ach nee!
En daarom is dit nou iFix, wat ons die lof van besing.
Wat is iFix, Sunny?
Wel, dit is soos my kleinseun.
Laat hy homself fix.
Hey, nie wacht dat ek klaar praat.
Jammer, Sunny.
Kyk, hulle het mos nou hierdie fone en tablette. En dan breek hulle die goed.
Ach nee!
Ja, hulle laat val dit.
Oh!
En dan, hoe maak mense dit reg?
Jy kan my weer die kop kap met die tablet as ek weet.
Wel, hulle gaan na iFix.
iFix?
Ja, iFix is die absolute antwoord vir enige gebreekte glas, 'n pap batterij, probleme met jou sel of tablet.
Wow, ek gaan na iFix toe gaan.
Maar wat is fout met jou?
Behalwe van my tiete is my batterij ook pap.
Wel, hallo. Hoe gaan dit, mensen? Dit is ek, Wolfie Staak. Ja, ek weet, ek is al dood in die eerste seizoen. Maar nou is ek so opgewonde. Want sekere mensen en sekere rollen en sekere locaties, ek praat van die muur, kan terugkeer naar die leven. En hoekom is ek so opgewonde daaroor? Want ek is ook dood. Misschien kom ek terug. Al is het net in een flashback. Oh, ons het laas vir Joe Blow gesien, wat verstik in sy eie bloed. En daar lee hy nou oop ketel op een kombuislaap, terwyl mense probeer om hom te resusciteer.
Kan jy Hollandse rooi slet?
Ek weet het niet, alles wat ik geprobeerd heb, het mislukt. Ik voel een beetje zoals die president van Syrië. He, ik probeer alles, maar het valt uit elkaar. Kan allemaal alsjeblieft uitgaan?
Goed, hulle, laat ons gaan.
Laat ons nou maar uitgaan.
Sterkte.
V5O fam, Joe Blow moet kam. Kom nou, Joe Blow. Staan op, dit zal lekker wees. Dan geef ik jou het op. Heerlijk, heerlijk. Gouda en cheddar. Kijk, Joe Blow, ik is jouw redder. Op, schat. Op. Nee. Niks gebeurt niet.
Maar zoals natuurlijk weet, dit vat net een tijdje voor esoterische magic om te werk. Dat was ek, wat een astma-aanval kry. Maar hier is Joe Blow wat wakker word. Dit was sy hoinkie, wat verstik het aan een been. Maar hier is Joe Blow wat wakker word.
My fok, waar is ek?
Sy mense was so blij om hom weer te sien, want hulle lewe was bedreig deur die boeremagafdeling van die reismere.
Oh Joe, hoe voel jy? Ek het 'n ligte hoofpyn.
Onthou jy alles, Joe?
Ja, ek onthou die fokkers het my gesteek.
Ja, en nou is het tyd dat jy wraak neem.
Hey Joe!
Ah, poepoog, is julle allemaal nog fijn?
Ja! Ons is net so blij om jou te sien.
Nou ja, kom, vat my na die fucking verraaiers.
Ja, boerboel.
Wat jy vir jouself te sê?
Ek moest het doen, want dit was vir my die regte ding. Jy kan nie die takhare hier inbring in die reismere nie.
En toe steek jy my met 'n mes?
Ja, laat ek aan dink. Om te doen.
Wel, breng die touwe.
Ach nee, Joe, kom aan. Kom ons gesels 'n bietjie. Dis was nie nodig om nou gemeen te raak nie.
Excuse me. Nie nodig om gemeen te raak nie. Wat het jy met my gedoen? Wat het jy met my gedoen? En jy ook, klein sientjie.
Ek is jammer, Joe Blow. Ek was emosioneel.
Wel, ek is nou emosioneel. So bring die galgtouwe, laat hulle hang.
Joe. Maak het net gauw, asseblief.
Nee, ons wacht tot die einde van die episode.
Fuck!
Ondertussen is Nathaniel in die kortgat gemmerkop dwergie in Marine. Onthou nou, Kablisi is voort met die draag. Die draag is nergens te sien, nie. Hy moeg, hy bietjie gaan een kant lui, en Kablisi is gevangen geneem deur die Nieu-Zeelandse rugbyspan. Hulle sê vir haar,
ek hoef my daar sê gaan niks, hy moet verwees, hy het al die ouwe thuis. Sies, en ek kom met die draakjes. Ja.
Sy sê,
en Kablisi, het hy my gesafoos genaai, nie rims, dit hang nie, nou sê sy ek.
Hulle sê,
het sy gaan, het hy nou nie gesien, hy gaan hier, hy sê,
Ondertussen is Nathaniel en die dwerg in Marine. Kijk hoe leuk het is, zo dwerg.
Ik kan zien, Nathaniel. Het is hectiek.
Ik weet, ik heb nog nooit zo veel rook gezien, behalwe in mijn shows nie.
Hulle verbrand alles.
Het is baie ongeskik. Hulle weet niks van etiket nie.
Waar is Kablisi, denk jy?
Nee, jyre, ek weet nie. Ek het belangriker dinge om oor te worry, soos wat moet ek aantrek.
Ek dink, jy moet bietjie jou voeltjies wat uitvind.
My voeltjies is lank al weg. Hulle bou al nesies. Maar wag, hier is een van die hapies. Wat ek met haar praat, onthou jy die hoer?
Wat er hoer?
Wat die mooie man doodgemaak het. Hy was a cutie. Hier is hy.
Ja?
Luister my skat. Ek het voeltjies.
Ek toch, jy het glad nie voeltjies nie.
Ek het baie voeltjies. En ek wil vir jou sê, vat jou attitude. En dan sit ons op 'n ander eiland. Ons moet Marine skoon kry.
Ok, ons sal vertrek.
Dankie. Sien jy, dis maklik.
Baie nice, Nathaniel. Ons sal hier die hele Marine skoon vee.
Ek was so lang weg. Ek is Bran, hier so by die oom in die boom. Ek was die hele seisoen weg. Dis ok, maar fok, geen salaris. Ah, nou is ek terug en ek is groter en ek het gegroei. En ek is in flashbacks, wat beteken ek kan loop. Yay! Ek is so moeg om Oscar Pistorius in 'n boom te wees. Met twee wit oë soos 'n zombie. Nou kan die oom in die boom my terugvat na flashbacks.
Dis reg, ek is die oom in die boom.
Hoekom praat hom so? Is hom oud?
Nee, ek is dronk. So nou gaan ons terug in flashbacks. Sien jy daar, Bran?
Ja, en ek sien.
Daar is jou pa.
Volk, hy is jonk oom in die boom. Hy lyk een bietjie soos Leonardo DiCaprio, wat een mislukte facelift gehad het.
Dis reg. Nou kan jy sien hoe dapper vag hy. En daar is hy Valerian Steelswaard.
Heere, dit is so lekker om dit te sien. En kyk, ek kan hardloop.
Van hier af. Tot hier.
Ek hardloop. Oh, dit is so lekker.
Maar ons gaan nou eerst weer terug gaan.
Oh nee, ek wil nog hardloop.
Nee, dan beaffecteer jy die verlede en die toekomst in.
Ek weet nie wat oom nou gesê het nie, maar ek ging jou fok om nie. Ek wil hardloop.
Oscar Pistorius. Oscar Pistorius.
Ach nee, fok.
En daar is allemaal gereed. Die touwe kraak, die verraaiers. Wat vir Joe Blow wil laat doodgaan. Hulle kyk nou lekker op hulle neus. Een lekker groot eier op hulle gezicht, want hy is terug. Hulle kan hom nie doodkry nie.
Goed, is julle reg, julle fucking fraaiers.
Oké. Okay.
Mooi, Joe. En nou kan jy ons verder lei in die toekoms in.
Nee. Nee, ek het genoeg gehad van hierdie kak. Is te koud hier in die kuis. Ek soek 'n bietjie son, Jesus. So,
julle neem oor hier by die nagwag. Ek is soos 'n computer game, ek het 'n volgende lewe, so nou gaan ek ander dingetjies doen. Maar Joe, ons het jou nodig.
Nee, my watch is ended.
Joe!
Ja?
Ek het ook gesê toe ek 'n psycho oorloosie gehad het. Na 2 dae het hy gestop, toe sê ek, my watch is ended.
Sunny?
Ja, my skat. Lewe jy nog steeds?
Ja, ek was by iFix. Dis vriendelike jong mense. En hulle het my gehelp.
Hoe het hulle jou gehelp?
Hulle het my by die deur uitgehelp. En gesê ek moet terugkom as ek iets het wat ek wil laat regmaak.
En?
Wel, ek gaan my hondjie bring volgende week. iFix.
Skiet, 'n klein kaaitjie. In die nacht.
Dit is Kasper Radio.
So Wesley, what did you think of our modals this week?
They, look, I mean, like I said, it's really fine. Easy on the Eye is wonderful.
We love Easy on the Eye.
I wanted to actually ask Laura outside. I was like, why can't plus size models like myself, Alicia, Duncan, you, why can't we order? You know, why can't we enter the competition? And she was like, yes, plus size is a vibe. We should. So I think I'm gonna enter my little nudes, you know, a little boudoir shoot there quickly.
Yes, absolutely.
And maybe, who knows?
But have you seen the reaction of the human being to excess skin? It's not a nice reaction.
No, it's not a nice reaction. But, I mean, you know, I still want to drive a car and win a photo shoot.
That's the thing. But we are here for selfish reasons with this model competition. We're going to ogle. We want to ogle and we want to watch. And it's nice. And that is what they are there for. They were placed on earth by the good Lord to be ogled at.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and tell me something, Wesley. If I play this, does it ring a bell? Bong, bong, bong. That's the bell. Does it ring a bell?
It rings a bell.
What bell is that?
Marriage bell.
No. Think of a lot of countries coming together this
Eurovision!
Week.
It's
Eurovision!
Now, Duncan, do you remember Ludwig from London?
Ek onthou
Ludwig.
Sham Ludwig en die kanker. Hey, hey.
Ja, ja, dis wat jy sê, maar hy is te bliksemin vir jou, weet jy dit?
Wat het Ludwig kanker?
Ja. Nee, maar dis wat hy sê omdat hy 'n kaal kop het.
Jesus, Duncan.
Here. Ludwig, as alles reg is, is hy op die lyn nou. Hallo Ludwig. Alles is nie reg nie.
Hallo Ludwig.
Oh, I thought he was on.
Ludwig?
But that's always very nice on a radio show. Is no one 90% of the time people on there?
Yes.
You say okay, and now we're talking to Zane from Ethiopia. Hi, Zane.
Krik krik.
Yeah.
Krik krik.
Okay, Ludwig, are you there now?
I am. Yeah, ek hoor jou.
Oh, well, ons het jou nie gehoor nie. Maar Here, jy's. Hoekom is jy so sag? Why is he that soft? Is he plugged? Is he plugged in?
Ja.
Well, it's very very.
Hallo Ludwig.
Hallo Alesha, hoe gaan dit?
Goed, dankie met jou, my skat.
Baie goed, dankie.
Ek wil net confirm, jy het nie kanker nie, nê?
Nee, ek het nie kanker nie en ek gaan vir Duncan kom bliksem as ek weer sit.
Duncan, as in die kaka.
Ludwig, ons het vir Wesley hier.
Hallo Ludwig.
Vertel ons bietjie van die Eurovision Song Contest, wat gebeur hierdie jaar?
Okay, wel ek sal begin met die firsts, want daar's 'n paar firsts.
Okay.
Dis die eerste, daar's 'n nuwe voting stelsel, want hulle om dit meer interessant te maak.
So
hulle het altyd die jury en die publiek se votes bymekaar getel en dan net een punt gegee en hierdie jaar doen hulle dit apart en dan doen hulle gaan eers die jury se votes aankondig en dan staar 'n lys van die top, jy weet al die top en dan gaan hulle die publiek se votes begin bytel om dit meer interessant te maak want die juries en die publiek verskil gewoonlik.
But ons praat nou net van die final, né?
Dis net van die final, ja. Nee, ons praat nou net van môre aand, ja.
Okay, so die res van die week was daar 'n Dinsdag aand en 'n Donderdag aand was daar semi-finals, maar daar
almal wil nou soms lande in elke semi-final en net 10 van elke steur na die final en môre aand in die final is daar 26 lande.
Wat ek hier het is ek het op my iPad die video's van die Eurovision songs want ek wil hê Alicia en Wesley en Duncan moet sien ook. So sê vertel vir my 'n bietjie van hoogtepunte en dan kan ek dit speel hierso.
Wil jy begin met die favorites?
Ja, wie is die favorites?
Die favorite is Rusland.
Regtig?
Ja.
Ja, dit's Russia.
Sy naam is Sergey en sy liedjie is You Are.
Maar is hy gay? Is hy gay of is hy net Sergey?
Nee, hy is net Sergey.
Okay, is hy mooi?
Hy is oulik, hy is oulik. Maar daar's baie mense wat dink ek nie vir Rusland gaan stem nie. Daar's 'n groot fight tussen Rusland en Ukraine op die oomblik want Ukraine se liedjie is anti-Russies.
What the fuck is dit Rusland?
Ja. Undertaker.
Ek wys vir hulle nou. Maar
there he is, a nice
little... Dit is Queen.
Oh, wow, okay, cool.
Na, 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 na.
So, na, na, na. Die dude lay in a bed, and it likes his patterns, but... Wat oopmaak, wat in swaan.
It's almost like projection mapping.
Is it so gay? Yeah. Is it so gay?
So gay, yeah. It's oulik, hoor.
Sure.
If you want to see these videos, you can go to www.eurovision.tv. It's all there. And also, if you want to watch the Eurovision Song Contest and you don't know how to watch the contest, Eurovision TV, it's live.
I go for the projections.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
But Ludwig, dis bietjie gesteel van Swede dan nie?
Ja, dis nie want die laaste van die liedjies hierdie jaar het Sweedse songwriters, want elke keer dan steel hulle die songwriters wat se liedjies die beste doen, maar
ja,
Rusland ja. Rusland wil te graag wen hierdie jaar en ek dink daar's baie mense wat dink Rusland is besig om die juries af te betaal en dis hoekom hulle die votes gesplit het. En die ander verskil is, daar's 7 Oos-Europese lande in die final hierdie jaar, wat gaan beteken dat die votes daar 'n bietjie gesplit gaan word.
Ja, dus daar's altyd politiek ook.
Ja, wat is die kriteria? Die kriteria vir 'n song, moet die song het net 2 choruses of verse?
Ja, it's got to be 3 minutes and that's it.
That's not.
Is there enough the criteria that I is?
Yeah, and you can sing any language you want.
Okay.
Maar die languages is baie interessant.
Ja.
Want gewoonlik 'n liedjie wat in 'n foreign language is, wen nie gewoonlik nie.
Nee.
En die probleem was dat lande soos Spanje en Frankryk het altyd in Frans en Spaans gesing en niemand het vir hulle gewout nie. In hierdie jaar is Frankryk se liedjie in Engels en Spanje se liedjie is in Engels vir die eerste keer. So hulle is ook nogal favorites. En daar's net 2, ek dink daar's 2 songs wat in foreign languages is in die final. En hulle het nie 'n kans nie. Hulle daai lande kan maar huis toe gaan.
So die beste is maar om 'n Engels liedjie te sing.
Ja, dis een van die groot dinge is nou om 'n Engelse liedjie te sing, want jy wil hê die liedjie moet 'n wye appeal hê. Die mense moet tog die woorde verstaan.
Ek wys nou van Hongarye. Oh,
hy's beautiful. Wat is sy naam?
Freddy.
Sure. So dis maar net op 'n stage. Is dit sy music video? Dis maar net op 'n stage?
Nee, dis die, dis op die verhoog.
O, op die verhoog by Eurovision. O, yeah. Okay. Sure, he's
oh, he's pretty. He's got eyebrows for decades.
Yes.
Is he a favourite?
Nee, hy is nie a favourite. Hoekom nie? Hy is my favourite, maar hy is nie a favourite.
Hoekom is hy nie a favourite nie?
Weet jy hoekom? Want hy het backing vocals, sy backing vocals fluit.
Ja.
Hulle wat?
Van mense wat fluit in die Eurovision.
Fluit is blykbaar uit.
Maar hoekom, Jero, hoekom is daar so baie weird reels?
Ach,
nee, dis nie reels nie, dis maar net, jy weet maar die mense hou van snaakse goed. En jy weet die Moffies is snaaks, Alisha.
Moffies is snaaks. Luister, ek wil weet, Ludwig, my gunsteling is natuurlik Latvia. Tell me about Latvia. How are they taking Latvia?
I'm going to play Latvia's video while we
talk. Is Latvia a fucking land?
Latvia. Is in Rusland, is it right?
Is it what?
Is in Rusland, is it right?
Ja, Justs.
Justs is heartbeat.
Justs is die sanger van die Latvische song. Ek dink nie hy is favorite nie.
Is
hy
it?
So why do you like him, Wesley?
Well, because first of all, he's cute. Second of all, the actual song I quite dig. That retro bass feel beat.
Okay. Daai wat jy daar in die agtergrond hoor.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen a bit.
Ja, klaar. Has been so long. Feeling your
with how many songs do we start with, Ludwig? 40. And then they whittle it down to 20, or what?
42.
No, it must be more than that, because it's about 50. It's about 50, yeah.
Okay, other favorites then?
Whittle it down to 26.
Tell me other favorites.
Remember that six of the songs didn't compete in the semifinals.
Never,
because
yeah.
Those are the countries that pay the most money. And also, the previous year's winner, I think, gets a free entry
yes.
to next
so
year's
this
final.
This year is Sweden, thus.
But Sweden was, yeah. And Sweden is the enigste van die Nordic countries wat in die final is, wat beteken Finland en Norway en
Denemarke.
Denemarke gaan allemaal nou vir Sweden stem, so Sweden is nou skielik a favorite.
Ja,
maar
Sweden
is nice song ook, Frans.
Frans is die ouse naam, en is hy a favorite?
Ja, hy is
om nou te wen, as gevolg van die feit dat al die Skandinaviese lande uit is.
Yeah.
Well, let's say I have a listen to
so
France.
So, wie is hierdie nou?
Dis nou Swede's entry. France is die oudste naam.
Wow, okay.
Hy sing Swede's, hy sing nie Frans nie. maar het wil nie speel nie. Kom, Frans. Speel vir oom. Daar kom hy. Daar kom Frans. Kom ons luister.
I'll run 1,000 miles.
Oh.
Wouldn't stop until I dropped.
Als baie arm, hy het nie
wouldn't
back
take
nie.
The break. Yeah. Breathe until I got close.
This frowns.
I do it all again.
I quite like these music videos.
If I really had
yeah, yes.
This type of storytelling.
Yeah, just stunning.
Nothing like a theatre production.
Another dance.
Is
it? Sure, I like by side. Na loop in die gange van sy school.
Through the desert on my hands and knees, rehearsing my pretty pleas, climb the highest mountain.
I like it, it's nice.
Yeah, this is nice.
Shout it from the top, swim underwater until my lungs
and then that's young.
Walk into the fire. If I were sorry, I'd run 1,000 miles, wouldn't stop until I dropped, wouldn't take the break to breathe until I got close enough. Then I'd do it all again. If I really had the chance, but I know deep inside for you it's just another dance. If I were sorry, I'd give you all the glory.
It's very cool. If
that's nice.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
very
that's quite
nice.
Nice.
And we mustn't forget.
Dis oorspronklik, want baie van die ander songs klink net soos rip-offs van
yes.
van Famous Likies, en
yeah.
ek dink sy likie is bietjie meer original.
Ja, dit klink original, dit klink nie soos yeah. rip-off van iets anders nie.
Maar ons vergeet dat Swede is aan die forefront van pop music vir so lank. Britney Spears het meeste hits is uit Swede uit, en nou die hele Eurovision contest se deelnemers gaan Swede toe om composers te daar te kry.
Ja. Yeah. Ja, en daar en sy liedjie was al klaar nommer 1 in Swede op die hitparade en ons.
Okay, so Denemarke ken dit, Noorwe ken dit al, ja, lekker.
Okay, so hy het 'n goeie kans.
Wat sou nog favourites is dan?
Die tweede favourite na Rusland is Kasper se favourite, maar en dis Australië.
Nee, ek hou nou van die liedjie. Ja, ek het gister het gehoor en toe is dit vir my geskree soos 'n kat wat wil paar. Maar vandag is dit vir my nou eintlik mooi. En
well,
vertel 'n bietjie maar hoekom is Australië in die competition?
Wel, Australië was oorspronklik verlede jaar in net omdat dit die 60ste anniversary was en omdat dit so groot hit in Australië is. En toe besluit hulle om al hierdie jaar, die rumor is dat volgende jaar daar 'n Asia Vision gaan wees. Die format is verkoop
awesome.
Aan Asia en dan gaan hulle die format oorvat, so dan al die Asian lande en Australië gaan dan ook hulle eie Eurovision hê.
Oh, dis cool.
Maar
cool.
Is daar klomp offies in Suid-Afrika wat ook 'n Eurovision song wil sing, hoor?
Ja,
ek hoop ons word ook ingesluit.
Ja,
Africa Vision. Hulle het toevallig gesê dat die kans van een van die ander goed wat nuut is hierdie jaar is word vir die eerste keer live in Amerika uitgesaai.
Dis reg, in China.
Ja, in China, en toe wil die mense weet, gaan daar nou 'n World Vision wees, en toe sê hulle nee, definitief.
Nee, here, imagine dit sal 3 maande aanhou met al die lande. Okay, hier is 'n bietjie van Australië. Dis nou Australië.
Madness.
So you've got to sell your song with a chorus and a verse and a verse and a bridge and a chorus. 3 minutes.
But I like this music video. It's quite theatrical.
Yeah. Mm. And he dances. Yeah. Stunning.
Dummy M.
Maar wie is sy?
Ja, wie is sy?
Dummy M. Yeah. Sy is a Korean Australian.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Ludwig, I'm listening to all of these songs, but it doesn't sound like none of them are singing or commenting on whatever's happening around the world. It's still the same messages of love.
There's a big problem with Latvia.
You know, that they've actually banned Ukraine. Songs from competing if they have any political comments in, and that's the controversy this year because Ukraine.
Talk about that.
Remember last year, a few years ago, Ukraine was invaded by Russia.
Yes, after the Olympics.
Yeah, their song this year is called 1944, and it's actually an anti-Russian song, but they say it's about the Russian invasion in 1944 of Ukraine.
But they actually mean 2014, eh?
Yeah.
They actually mean that subconsciously.
So is this the song now, this one here?
This is the song.
The girl who sings that her grandmother was killed by Russians during the Second World War, so that's why she says she's singing this song.
Okay.
Don't swallow my soul. Our souls.
This is my favorite.
That is a jam.
Am I ill, or is this not English?
No, half of it is in English. She sings a few lyrics and...
She's awkward.
Huh?
Says she's awkward.
Yeah, fire.
But it's awesome.
Yes. And she looks beautiful. I love the stage.
Absolutely.
Fire.
It's my favorite. The winner, right? Yeah.
Yeah, see, it's relevant, Duncan.
Yeah.
The happiest time, hard time. Where's your heart? Humanity rise. You're thinking of gods, but everyone dies.
You can see this on Eurovision.tv on the internet. Oh, the participants.
She's very famous in Eastern Europe. She's already released 4 albums, and she's competed in 2011 as well, so she's very well known and she's quite eccentric. So it's the third favorite actually that to win.
What is her name?
Jamalal, I think.
What is
Yamala.
Yamala, that's the name. And she reminds me a lot of Kate Bush.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, you know when Kate Bush brought out Heathcliff and Wuthering Heights, and she had this interesting music videos and whatever. She reminds me a lot of Kate Bush and her vibe and whatever. Oh, Duncan.
Oh, she's spot on.
So tomorrow night is the final. It starts at 9, am I right?
It starts at 9 your time, yes.
Yeah, and it's on television.
The Eurovision YouTube channel broadcasts. It's live all over the world, so you can just watch it on that.
Ja, kan jy daar kyk. Okay, so wat is jou favorite om te wen? Is it Australië se gekerm?
Nee, wel, ek weet nie. Ek hou van Hungary. Ek dink Hungary gaan beter doen as met
Oh, kom ons lei toe weer van Hungary. Hy is so mooi.
Maar weet jy, jy moet Frankryk se song is regtig waar baie nice word.
Weet jy, dit is 'n man. Weet jy wat ek van gehou het? Sorry, ek het dit vanmôre gehoor en dit is vir my baie nice and you might not agree with me. Italy's song is
Yes, Italy's lovely.
Yeah. Italy's song is in Italian. So she's got no chance.
Yeah, but it sounds Italian. At least sounds nice. It's like French. It sounds nice. Let's
but
have a.
Do you not like the Netherlands? Are you not from Holland, Saliki?
This country. I can't even country. Nie.
En wat van Israel? Ons moet praat oor Hovie Star.
Okay, ons gaan nou. Kom ons luister. Waar is ons nou weer? Ons is by fucking Italië. Net 'n stukkie van my. Net van my. Bietjie Italië.
Sure, dit is so mooi.
Mooi, so mooi.
Distante dalle cose della vita. Perché così profondamente non l'avevo mai sentito.
Weak.
You don't like it.
It's a weak song.
E poi ho sentito un'emozione accendersi veloce, farsi strada nel mio petto senza spegnere. Vita dentro di me.
Okay, ach, but I like it. It is so mooi.
There's nothing special about it. There's no X Factor.
No, but no, it, really. No, it, nah. It, it, it feels bah. Like it's got emotion in it, Duncan.
Well, let's finish with Israel. Tell me about Israel.
Ovi Star, his outfit is encrusted with 150,000 black Swarovski crystals.
Yes. Because
his song is called Made of Stars, and then they shine lights on him, and he wants to shine like a star when he's singing.
Oh, wow.
So his microphone and the stand and his outfit, it cost 20,000 euro just for his outfit.
But his song is like We're All Made of Stars, so it's like a science lesson.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then there's a man spinning around on a pole without a shirt on, who's the planet circling.
Is not the singer?
No.
Is it another man?
I don't think you'll be able to move much.
What is his story? Is he a man of a vrou?
He's a man. Hy het nog nie uit die closet uit nie, maar hy is baie ontsteld want hy deur Moskou gevlieg het verlede maand toe hy homophobic abuse gekry en so.
Van sy ouers seker. Silver fragments falling we are made of stars. See, we are made of stars. We are made of stars. Searching for that secret promise. Well, next week we'll talk about who the winner was. I hope it's Italy so I can rub Duncan's nose in it. But maybe it's someone else. A lot of songs to watch. It's tomorrow at 9, the Eurovision Song Contest. I was
in
there
the
once.
Evening, is it?
Yeah, more on. Okay, I wish to go there once again, one time in my life. And Ludwig, maybe you should go with me then we can watch it out live.
Yes, definitely. We will definitely. I want to go. And if Australia wins, it's possible that they will host it in London. So.
Ah! Woo!
So dan hoeveel kos die kaartjies om dit live te gaan kyk? Is dit baie duur?
Ja, dit is baie duur. En die probleem is nie die kaartjies nie. Die probleem is die hotelle. Want natuurlijk is daar duisende mense in Stockholm op die oomblik. So jy kan nie een blyplek kry nie. En as jy kry, is dit soos een 400 euro een nacht of iets.
Okay. Ach, maar dit moet een incredible experience wees om dit live te gaan kyk.
Yeah, that's a party for 3 days long.
Absolutely. I think we'd all appreciate the trip, especially plus the doctor didn't give you much longer to live, Ludwig. So I think it would be great if we all went as your last trip.
We will.
Yeah,
but we won't take you with.
Janie Duncan kan by die huis bly.
Thank you, Ludwig. Have a good time in London.
Bye, Ludwig.
Bye, Ludwig.
So, soos ons weet, is dit Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
And there's a new song out by Janita Duplessis. You wouldn't think that she would do Friday the 13th, but here it is, Janita's song. And sy noem dit Fok Jylle Amal Jylle Bliksems. Ek dink dis van Janita se beste werk, regtig. En blykbaar gaan sy vir 'n jaar op vakansie nou na hierdie liedjie opgeneem het, want sy het al wat 'n fucking band is geskeur. Hallo Yvonne.
Hallo Kasper, hallo julle
almal. Hallo Yvonne.
Ken jy vir Wesley?
Ek het hom nou ontmoet, ons het sigaret saam gerook.
Ja,
okay.
En hy het by ons gestaan, hy het nie Wesley het nie gerook nie.
Okay, ek het ophou rook 4 jaar terug.
Okay.
Goed.
Ja. So laat dit vir jou les wees. So now we got an interesting section, Wesley. It's called
Vra Yvonne.
Glyphosate
snap. Yvonne, since you were here, you were at some court, or some court came together and you were caning people. And tell me all about that. Vertel vir my.
Okay, so it's the Gauteng Caning Court. Obviously, it's not an official court. It's not a government organization or something like that. So it's an event that me and a friend started. And it's for judicial role play. Okay. And judicial punishment. So the severity is quite harsh, and it's you get punished for real transgressions. So you get emailed a form beforehand, and then you can fill in anything you want to better in your life. So if you want to lose weight, or if you want to perform better at work, or if you break the speed limit too often or swear too often or whatever it is.
Ja, enig iets.
Ja, en as jy nie regte sondes het waarvoor jy gestraf kan word nie, dan dink ons sommer vir jou goeders uit.
Okay, dan wat gebeur dan? So you fill the form in, you send it back. So say, for instance, I drink too much coffee. That's what I want to get punished for.
Yeah.
So then I send you my form, and then how does my punishment get...
There's a judge.
Okay.
A judge who role plays.
Yeah.
And then
so it's not Barry Roo
or that racist judge.
No, it's not a racist judge. Not at all.
Mokwing.
Sweetie rechter gee jou 'n vonnis. Hy sien eers jou, kyk eers na jou saak en hy ondervra jou en na aanleiding van dit besluit hy watter straf jy kry, en ek is die court caner, so ek is die hof se rottingslaner.
Okay.
En dan sê hy, okay, hierdie persoon moet 12 houe kry met 'n swaar rotting of 'n ligte rotting, en ja, en dan gaan ons so
voort.
En dan doen jy dit daar op die daad?
Op, net daar en dan.
En daar soos 'n jury, daar soos mense wat al binne in die court sit en soos na die check.
Ja, dis nie 'n jury nie, maar allemaal is in die hof kamer op terselfder tyd, en almal word direk na mekaar gestraf. So dis baie fun, jy weet. Almal se endorfine kry kans om lekker bond te staan, en dis baie pret.
Okay. Is dit opgeneem?
Nee, ons verfilm dit nie.
Julle wil dit nie doen nie. Nee. Dan gaan baie mense te skaam wees.
Ja, dan sal mense nie opdaag nie.
That's a pity, maar dit sal nogal interessant wees om so iets te sien.
Ja.
Wel, jy is welkom om volgende keer saam te kom.
Heere,
ons gaan weer die 25ste Junie of die 8ste Julie is die volgende datum.
Okay,
laat my weet, want ek hou nie van seer kry nie, maar ek sal kyk. Dit sal interessant.
Is it too late for me to enter? Because this is my thing. I want to go watch a theater production.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But if I don't do it in a specific time, I'd like to get punished.
Ja, okay, dis 'n goeie een. Dis 'n goeie een.
Yes, I think so too.
Ons moet dit actually 'n official ding maak. Hy moet
deel neem. Ja, we enter him.
Yes.
Ja, as hy nie in die volgende is...
If he doesn't watch 3 shows.
Juni, Juli.
Ja.
As hy nie in die volgende maand en 'n half is jou gaan kyk nie, dan moet hy
gebliksem word.
Wel, ek het in elk geval 'n paar implemente saamgehaal. Een paar nieuwe goedjies wat ek gekry het.
Ek neem foto's, neem foto's.
Ek kan nie my foto's met die rye doodgegaan.
Om Duncan net te straf, indien hy dit nodig het.
Ja.
Self vir ons. Hierdie is 'n klein rubber spiky paddle, wat Dominatrix in Canada vir my gestuur het. Sjoe.
Dis awesome. Kan ek voel?
Ja, natuurlijk.
Hoe voel
het? Nice. Nee, dit voel lekker. Dit voel soos... Dit voel soos 'n, jy weet, soos 'n span, waarmee jy...
Ja, dit is so'n span battle.
Hy het 'n platterige kant, maar die spikie kant, as jy hom hard genoeg slaan, dan sal hy letterlik die vel penetreer.
Rarig?
Ja.
Oh. Fuck.
Maar dit is 'n oulike paddeltjie, want jy kan hom op die hande gebruik, op die voete, op die boude.
Ja.
Hy is handig, want hy is lekker... Hy is soos 'n kam amper.
Ja.
Een groot kam. En dat hy klomp spikes en goedjies en gate...
En hy is nogal dik, die rubber is nogal dik. Dit is nice.
Ja, dat ek net... Dat ek net gauw... Nee, ek kan nie vir jou seer maak nie, dank.
Pliks en verdanken.
Nee.
Jesus, kyk, hoe kom jy stof in hy stof?
Eeuw!
Tjie. Ek sal volgende keer 'n carpet beater saambring.
Ek dink jy moet.
Dis actually ook nogal gewild in BDSM.
'n carpet
carpet beater, daai ou tyd se carpet beater van rot, dit is 'n van rotting gemaak, geflechte rotte. En dan hierdie is 'n
daai een is naai.
'n koper vlogger.
Fotos.
Kyk daai volkende.
Dis 'n vlogger van metaal, maar so dis nie regtig vir menslike gebruik nie, dis eintlik maar meer
sal dit doodmaak.
Maar iemand het dit vir my gemaak, dis 'n persent wat ek gekry het so 2 weke terug by iemand.
Maar hoekom dit nie gebruik nie, dis so mooi.
Nee, dit is net te gevaarlik en te swaar, so dit kan bene breek.
Rarig.
Te diep.
As jy aan hierdie kant sla, as jy hierdie goed laat...
That could break your ass.
So, well, dit is soos 'n hout handvat, dan is daar so arends, papegaai, fucking ding daar bo, krest.
Ek sal nog gelaik om doodgemaak te word deur die ding.
En dan lyk dit soos... Wat is daar goed wat jy mense in jou hol kan druk as jy...
Anal beads.
Dit lyk soos dit. Anal beads, ja.
Yes, en hy swaar, hè?
It's clean for anal beads.
Would you use that... Would you, instead, would you use that type of apparatus to for teasing? Then, if instead of actual hitting?
For teething?
No. Teasing.
Oh, teasing.
No, not even for teasing. For teasing with floggers, I use a very light leather flogger or a suede flogger.
Okay.
Flogger that I'm... that I'm trying to acquire, but it's difficult in South Africa, so I have to get it from overseas. But a horse hair flogger,
yeah.
Okay. So it's made from the hair of a horse's tail.
Okay,
that's very, very nice. It gives a very sweeping and it's more sensation play than pain at all.
Okay.
It can't really hurt you.
Okay.
And then you get latex floggers, light latex floggers, and heavier latex floggers, and that also it's not really for pain. It's more for sensation.
That's so interesting because when I was in New York, I went to the Museum of Sex and they had a fantastic BDSM exhibition on at that specific moment. And, you know, looking at these things and they had a wonderful, on the third floor, a jumping castle made of boobs or a boob jumping castle, Duncan.
Ah. A boob castle.
Wow,
a boob
nice.
Castle. And, you know, you could have your photo taken while you were, you know, engulfing a breast, which was quite lovely and whatever. But it's very interesting that you look at because of the levels of extremity that you can go through.
Mm.
And, you know, I'd love to know about that. Like, in terms of the punishment with the role play court, you know, what are the levels of extremity?
Well, the obviously all normal BDSM protocol is still observed, ethical protocol. So there is safe wording and everybody's preference.
Safe wording. Oh.
So you obviously if it becomes too much for you, you just say stop or read or whatever your safe word is.
Cliff Central.
That's not safe.
That will stop everybody in their tracks. Almal se voorkeure word voor die tyd noukeurig. Daar's ook 'n vraelys met jou voorkeure.
Okay.
So, wat is die maksimum straf wat jy wil hê? Wil jy letterlik bloedstrepe hê of wil jy nie jou vel moet gebreek word nie? Wil jy net medium houe kry? Maar dit is nie vir ligte spelers nie. So as jy die soft and sensual tipe BDSM speler is, dan is
moet jy nie na die kort toe gaan nie. Okay. Alraight. Ja. So as jy daarvan hou om seer te kry.
Maar Yvonne...
Ja, maar nie noodwendig te erg nie.
As jy nou slaan, nee, dan sit jy nou alles in, of weet jy hoe hard jy gaan slaan?
Ja, ek kan my... Ek,
maar as hy nou sê, ja, ek wil hard geslaan, maar dan sit jy alles, dan soos 'n tennisspeler... Wat, hoe doen?
Wel, die intensiteit waarteen ek slaan, kan ek ten 100% beheer.
Okay.
En daar is verskillende type akkuraatheids measurements. Met bijvoorbeeld daar is die misstroke, jy weet, laat jy net in die regte area slaan, daar waar die boutspleet aan die bokant is, en daar waar die bobeen begin, daar is fout.
Ja.
Daar aan die onderkant, dis die enigste area waarin ek slaan. Party mense slaan tot op die bobene, maar ek doen dit nie.
Het jy by die huis, het jy oefenholle by die huis? Of hoe om te oefen?
Ja, ek het 7 mense in my stable, mense noem het 'n stable.
O, dis nie plastiekholle nie, dis regte mense wat jou op oefen.
Dis regte mense, ja.
O, jy gedink is soos daai blow-up goed wat jy kan
worden. Ja, ek dacht soos peerballe.
Blow-up doll. Maar mens kan op 'n kussing oefen, of mens kan op 'n leeroppervlak soos hierdie, op 'n fake leeroppervlak oefen, en dan kan jy kruit aan jou rottings smeer.
Dan kyk jy.
En dan kan, soos wat jy slaan, dan kan jy sien waar daai wit strepe lê.
Okay. Awesome. Hey, take.
So can people come and, like Gaspar was saying, can people come and watch? Is it something that is, I mean, obviously we understand that it's not filmed and things like that in order to keep it private, but, you know, is it something that a person can come and watch? Do you get voyeurs that potentially come and watch these type of things?
No, not necessarily. In order, I mean, BDSM is still the great...
Taboo,
and most people who are into the lifestyle are still in the closet.
Okay.
Even more so than atheists, or I mean, gay people are not necessarily in the closet.
A gay is a gay is a gay.
So we don't make it's not open for the public.
It's not a public event.
But Gaspar is welcome to come in.
But we did discuss the previous time she was here. We actually became very deep and philosophical. We said that it's actually through the ages, it's always been there that people want to hurt people. Mm. And that is why sometimes very straight people go out and drink and then beat up people because they've got this drive to do this. And so this is actually a nice channeled way to get rid of that, which apparently is a very natural human tendency.
Yes.
Yeah, maar ek is ook seker daar is ook mense wat BDSM practice vir alle verkeerde redes. Jy weet... sadist wat het dalk net te ver vat. En
maar dan is het nie meer BDSM nie, dan is het abuse.
Ja.
Attempted murder. Yes, then it can become a crime or it's simply abuse. So
look at the flogger. Is it a flogger?
Yes, of course. Yes.
It's
an ornamental pretty. Flogger. An ornamental
maar my ding is net dat, soos ek, jy weet, ek het al baie stories gehoor waar jy weet, jy kry nou daai type mense, die sadist, wat het nou nie reg doen nie, en hulle, jy weet, en hulle is uit om soos rarig seer te maak, dit, jy weet, soos abuse, jy weet, toe te wou aan iemand anders. Maar dat daar, bijvoorbeeld nou, aan die receiving kant, jy weet, victims is, wat nie, jy weet, hulle het ook nie genoeg informatie nie.
Ja,
of,
ja.
Dit gaan beide kanten
nie. Hoe weet jy, ontmoet nou iemand, bijvoorbeeld by Poison, en jy weet, die persoon is nice, en sê hy wil ook jou master wees, of wat ook al. Hoe weet jy of die persoon actually legit is of nie? Moet mense vir jou vouch?
Ja, dit is die heel eerste keer wat ek hier op die Kasper Radio Show was, met Faye, het ek dit bespreek, maar dis die informatie, jy moet jouself inlig oor die fetishes wat jy wil beoefen, oor wat jy wil doen. Mm-hmm. Jy moet jouself verskriklik goed inlig oor jou dominant. En totdat daar 'n vertrouensverhouding tussen jou en jou dominant is, of tussen jou en jou submissive is, moet jy nie, ek meen, jy gaan nie, as jy net met 'n vreemdeling speel, jouself laat vasmaak aan 'n caning bench of aan 'n BDSM furniture. Ja. En jy weet, en mens moet nooit sonder sy woord speel nie. Jy moet die persoon navors, jy moet verwysings kry.
Maar hoe begin die relationship met jou dominant? Soos, okay, jy ontmoet nou die persoon. Dis obviously seker nie dadelik speeltyd nie.
Nee.
Gaan julle vir dinner, leer julle mekaar ken?
Daar's intense negotiation wat enige BDSM verhouding die voor die eerste sessie plaasvind. Is daar intense negotiations wat moet plaasvind.
Ja.
Wat is jou hard limits? Hard limits beteken dit is iets wat ek absoluut nie sal doen nie. Soos iemand sal byvoorbeeld dalk hou van golden shower, maar hulle wil nie hulle wil nie brown shower of scat of daai tipe goeders doen nie.
Ja.
So hulle wil bietjie in die toilet play ingaan, maar nie ten volle nie.
Okay.
Of iemand se hard limits sal wees
Kaining of
ja, hulle hou van lyfstraf, maar hulle verkies sagte perls, jy weet, hulle wil nie rottings hê en swepe hê nie of iemand se en dan mens ook soft limits. So jy moet jou limite en jou voorkeure en alles verskriklik goed bespreek. En op papier neersit, jy weet, as dit nodig is.
Contracts.
Is daar 'n manier hoe jy is daar soos ek weet dit gaan nou so simpel klink, maar soos 'n secret, well nie secret nie, maar soos lawyers wat specialize in contracts tussen subs en doms. Is daar mense soos dit waarna toe jy kan gaan?
Wel, gewoonlik wanneer dit BDSM...
That was the last question, Alicia, by the way.
Gewoonlik as dit BDSM slavernij is, soos BDSM slavernij is vrywillige slavernij. So daar is gewoonlik 'n contract tussen die eienaar en die slaaf, en dit is absoluut nie wettig nie.
Ja.
Dit sal in geen hof sal besluit, jy weet, nou, as mense aanklag wil maak of whatever, ja, jy is reg, die persoon het aan jou behoort, so jy mag enigiets aan hom te gedoen het. Dit is uiteraard nie wettige slavernij nie.
Didn't you tell me, Duncan, one time when Yvonne was here, that the slave was there and he was very sensitive about pleasing her, huh?
I remember the last time you were here, your slave came along with you and you had given him a shopping list to go buy a few things.
Yes.
But there was one thing that you didn't write on the list. So he was quite nervous to come in here and ask you because he was like, no, she's going to lash me.
Fantastic.
Ja, ek straf hulle uiteraard vir regte oortredings.
Ja.
So as hulle iets verkeerd doen. my een Sabie het ek gister vir die eerste keer na 2 jaar uitgevind dat hy hyperaktief is en dat hy sy hele skoolloopbaan op Ritalin deurgebring het. En as hy dit vir my gesê het, hy is nou al 'n man van 40, maar as hy dit vir my gesê het, sou ek baie minder, ek sou hom heeltemal anders hanteer het. Ek sou sy opdragte vir hom op 'n ander manier gegeen, jy weet, ek sou hom anders hanteer het.
Maar het jou nie vertel van sy agtergrond nie?
Nee.
Maar nou, het jou hom gestraf, omdat hy nie vir jou vertel het?
Ja, hy is gister gestraf, hy is ook in Chastity toegestraf.
Alright.
Ah, dit is altijd interessant en die tyd is amper voorbij, so ons maar weer volgende keer moet gesels, Yvonne, maar nou is het tyd vir die volgende hoofstuk wat jy ken, ek is seker daarvan, en dit is...
Stof poepies van tyd. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Hallo Yvonne, hoe gaan het met jou?
Goed, ook in self, Kasper.
Ach, okay, ek loop een bykie hinkepink, want ek was dan net by die openbare slaanhof.
En het jou blymoedig gemaakt?
Ja, wel, ek het gaan bieg, ek eet een min Sandwich Baron.
O, wel, ek het net die ding daar voor een paar rotang houwe en jy vreed die subs laat het by jou oor uitkom.
Ja. Sandwich Baron, selfs a dominee sal gebliksem word. So, see if you can recognize this. If we can hear anything happening. And this is our stof poeps. Is there anything?
Yeah, play.
Oh, here it is.
You're so terrific. You never done it like that.
Yeah.
You never been this way before.
What?
To be specific.
Ja, ek ken het nie, glad nie.
You're too young.
I thought the flame was dead and gone.
Well, it's a bit of a... Ken jy dit, Ivo? Ons woord eindelijk te ken. It's a group, Captain and Tennille, they called.
Captain and Tennille.
They had like 2 years of hits and then they disappeared. But this one, and then of course this one... same kind of idea of, oh, do it again and you've never done it like this. Is this one?
Oh, I know this one.
What's its name?
Ek fucking weet nie. Maar ken nie liedjie.
Let's do it again.
Dit is nou, Yvonne het haar fucking ladle uit Ethiopië daar in haar hand. Gee die ou a whack of die vrou en dan sê sy vir haar.
Do that to me
Is this the original, though, Mania?
Yes. Yes, it's original.
Do that to me one more time.
I think Lionel Richie's got his version.
No.
Yeah, Lionel Richie, that's the version black people know. The Lionel Richie version.
No, the version is Captain and Tennille. Does he sing Do It To Me One More Time?
He's got a version, his own interpretation of it, yeah.
Oh. And what do you have to do to Lionel Richie? What's he...
I don't know, you just need to do it one more time.
They had another couple of hits. The biggest hit they had is this one. I'm gonna play a bit of that one. You'll recognize it immediately.
Oh my baby.
Oh yeah, it will.
Like the Carpenters, eh?
Good music.
If you want to see something that is great for the whole family, you go to Emperor's Palace and you go and see Sneeuwwitje. And that was directed by our special co-host, Fots, friend of the show, Wes Lee. Thank you very much for being here, Wes Lee.
I had a wonderful time. Thank you.
And we still got a date. We got to talk about Stephen Sondheim at some stage.
Yes.
We'll see you again.
Thank you.
Then Yvonne, I jammer, it was so gerush. Het jy nog vrae hierso van mense? Ons het 5 minute. Nie eintlik nie.
Ja, weet jy, baie mense wil weet hoe om in BDSM in te kom in Suid-Afrika en ek meen die Gauteng Kuning
Court
is nie noodwendig vir almal nie.
Ek wil ook vir jou net gou voor ek vergeet vra waar gaan hulle kyk op die internet? Want daar jy het tog kanale.
Ja, die beste daar's iets wat soos die Facebook van BDSM is, so social media en dit is fetlife.com. Wat dit is verniet en dit is massive, miljoene mense oor die wêreld en baie in Suid-Afrika ook, baie nice. As jy join en jy is 'n nuwe persoon en jy weet nie waar om te gaan nie, jy bly in Kaapstad, dan gaan jy, dan kyk jy in die Wes-Kaapse groepe, dan sal jy sien ons allerlei groepe vir events of whatever vir...
Waar ook al jy in belangstel,
waar
ja.
Waar ook al in jy belangstel, of vir Johannesburg. Maar daar is in Johannesburg specifiek, ons sit nou hier in Johannesburg, so ek gaan in Johannesburg, daar is 3 maandelikse events. In Johannesburg, en dit is die Gauteng Dinner Club, dit is ook op fetlife.com, is daar een groep daarvoor.
O ja, ek het al gehoor van hulle.
So dit is, dit word hier een baie gerespekteerde en reputable en nice vrou geran, en dit word by verskillende restaurant in Johannesburg elke maand gehou, so daar is geen biddies en speletjies nie, so dit is, jy kan mense ontmoet in een veilige omgeving en met hulle chat.
En vreed.
En jy kyk waar, jy weet, mense ontmoet.
Ja.
Dat jy, wanneer jy daar by hierdie SM party aankom, dan is jy nie heeltemal alleen nie, en jy kan chat, en ja, jy weet, is goed om references te kry, en sekere goed. Dan is daar Sound Barrier, en dis a group dedicated to parties, dat hosted at Club Poison in Midrand, en dit is 1 keer 'n maand.
Ja, ek was al daar.
Okay,
ja. Fucking rough daar.
So, dis a swingers club, maar daai aand is dit a BDSM event.
Ja.
Okay. Is dit dan nie a swingers event nie. En dan is daar ook United BDSM, UBDSM is die afkorting daarvoor. Dit is ook 'n Fetlife groep, so as jy daarin belangstel, kan jy net op Fetlife gaan soek. En hulle hou dit by Club Rome, ook een van die ander swingers clubs, en dis ook in Midrand. Ook een keer een maand.
Alicia, waar verwacht jy? Jy bly in Midrand.
Ek weet, he.
Mysie, ja, laat hy...
Ook en al, daar is soveel geleenthede vir my.
Jy kan 2 keer een maand gaan.
Kan 2 keer een maand gaan.
Ja.
Genugtig.
Vastgebind word, opgehuis word en...
Enig iets.
Gestank word.
Ach, enig iets.
Duncan, thank you so much.
Baie dankie, meneer.
Wat sê Michiel daar? Want dit is vir my... Michael, it's a very, very important thing you're saying there.
Michiel op die WeChat sê, ek kan nie vandag luister nie,
oh.
Maar sal die podcast luister
dankie.
Later. Wil net sê... Jelle show woensdag aan by Atterbury was fucking funny.
But
Kasper, op die stage is beter as enige komediant in die wêreld.
See.
Aww, you see, this is fantastic.
Thank you.
See, you need to
thank
go back
you,
to
Michael,
the stage.
And I will EFT that money as I promised. Thank you so much. So we're ending with Chris Chameleon, whose song "My Pop Fall and My Moon"
"My Pop Falls Tekend"
is the witch's song in Sneeuwwitje.
Yes, it is.
I will come watch the show.
Yes,
me too.
You will.
Yo, yeah, you moet het kijken. Anders gaan die boon jou bliksem.
This is CliffCentral.com.